Today is Saturday, March 22nd. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel, died on March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. For Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held today at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home today from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Wieland, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89 of Rockbridge Township, died on Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 till the time of the service at 1. For Delbert J. Banker, 89 of Rockbridge Township. Jody Canoy Harris, 80 of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Jody Canoy Harris, 80 of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85 of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85 of Plain. Jamie Lynn Harris, 68 of Lone Rock, died on Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jamie Lynn Harris, 68 of Lone Rock.